Thank you very much, Oisin. I don't know if you have one, but David Beckham has one. Kim Kardashian has a collection. Have you got one on you? No. Rihanna has one. Lady Gaga has a customised one. Now, I suspect every parent and grandparent of young children also knows what a labubu is. But Adam Maguire, for those who are new to the party and haven't a breeze what we're talking about, will you explain the labubu phenomenon? Yeah,
kind of hard to explain, but it's like a small teddy bear type thing that people tend to clip onto their bags or use as key rings. And I suppose what makes them stand out from most of the teddies or bag accessories is the kind of strange, mischievous, you might even say creepy face that they have, kind of pointy teeth and so on. Design comes from an artist named Kasing Lung, who was born in Hong Kong, but he grew up in Europe. They're actually called the Monsters rather than labubus. Labubu is the name of one of the monsters, but that has become the catch-all name for them. And they've been actually around for a decade, but they only really kind of gained popularity in the past 5 years or so. That was after Lung did a deal with a Chinese toy company called Popmart. They started making the plush toys that we're talking about today. They first became popular in China. Then in the aftermath of the pandemic and lockdowns, they became more popular globally. And you know, as you say, they're kind of they're kids' products or they're pitched to kids, but they have become popular with teens and adults because of that celebrity interest. Yeah. You have the likes of Rihanna, Dua Lipa showing them off on social media or being seen out with them hanging off their bags, and that's made them very popular.
On their designer handbags.
Yes,
as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
what makes them such a huge hit?
Yeah, I mean, because obviously they're not the only line of teddies or fluffy key rings or whatever you want to call them, but they have kind of been lightning in a bottle. And some of the theories as to why is that, you know, people say the timing around the pandemic that they became popular, people were looking for something that, you know, didn't look too clean cut or neat and tidy. They wanted kind of imperfect things. Others suggest it's maybe a kind of effect of the lipstick effect where people who find themselves squeezed financially spend money on small treats or small luxuries rather than on big ones. But I think really the core of their success has been the way that they're sold, because there are different ranges available. They all come in different names, different dolls inside, but they're sold in what are called blind boxes, and that means that you don't know what you're getting when you buy it until you pay for it and you open it up. And the very simple impact that has is that it forces people who want to collect an entire range or who want a particular variety, they have to buy multiples of them because they might not get the one that they want.
Marketing genius,
yeah. And not the only ones to do this, but they've really kind of captured, you know, something clever here, and obviously that's very good for sales. But I think there's also a kind of gamification element as well to create a buzz. People post unboxing videos online. They show themselves getting the rarer versions. They show themselves getting the complete set and so on. It's kind of a badge of honour and a status symbol that you have the rare labubus. And that's led to huge demand for the dolls. You know, to the extent that new drops tend to sell out immediately, people are selling unboxed versions for multiples of the recommended retail price online. Some mega fans claim they know the way to kind of shake the box and figure out whether it's a rare one inside or not. There have even been multiple instances of fights breaking out in some of the retail shops. And shops in London had to close because people were, you know, at each other trying to get their hands on the latest labubu.
It's almost like the modern day equivalent of you know, collecting cards with soccer stars and swapping them with
exactly.
each other,
and
it becomes a phenomenon coming up to a World Cup. But there's nothing this kind of gathers around. But of course, you know, as we say, marketing genius, and it's been really good for Popmart.
Yeah, and as I say, they didn't invent labubu, and they do have other toys that they make as well, but this is far and away their biggest hit. In their half-year results, they said profits were 400% higher year on year on the back of sales of labubu. The CEO said they're on track to have sales of the equivalent of 2.4 billion euro in the full year, which is up around 50%. Confident it will rise another 50% next year as well. If you compare their half-year revenues this year with as recently as 2022, they're six times higher in such a short period of time. It's really incredible. And because of that growth and the expectation it will continue to grow, Popmart now is valued at higher than both Hasbro and Mattel, those traditional toy giants, combined. So Popmart and so on worth more than both of those together. And they've really taken advantage of this because, you know, they see themselves as the new Lego. They want to become a global brand. They're rapidly expanding ranges. They're opening shops around the world, including robo stores, which are basically like big vending machines. And of course, we're going to get a labubu TV show in the near future as well.
Of course, we are.
You'd
have to suspect, though, that they have a limited window, a limited shelf life. But while they have that shelf life, it's great for Popmart, and you mentioned it earlier, I think, but Pop Mart is Chinese.
Yeah, and this is really interesting because we've gotten used to some elements of Asian pop culture making their way into the kind of zeitgeist here. You know, Japan has been doing it for a long time. You think of the likes of Super Mario, you think of Hello Kitty. More recently, we've seen an explosion of interest around South Korean pop music or K-pop. K-pop Demon Hunters is the biggest show on Netflix at the moment, biggest film, sorry. But China, though, for decades, it's made the toys and technology that we use, but it hasn't been the originator of it until now. Suddenly now, what is essentially a Chinese toy, very much a Chinese company, has taken the world by storm and having a huge cultural impact in the process. And some feel this is kind of a sign of China's growing importance on the world stage and its growing soft power with other countries and with other cultures as well.
Now, you mean you used the description of them as little monsters. They are a bit sinister, aren't they?
Yeah.
There has been criticism.
And it's interesting, even within China, there's a feeling from some that they're kind of demonic and they're not suitable for children. But I think the bigger criticism, though, has been around the blind boxes, which some equate to a form of gambling. You know, the worry is that you're normalising for kids this idea that you spend money, you get your dopamine hit, you get disappointed, and then you go and spend your money chasing that hit again. And of course, as you say, this isn't a new idea. We've had Premier League stickers, Match Attacks cards, you know, all the way back to the Lucky Dip bag, where you don't know what you're buying until you open it. But this is a bit more sophisticated. I think the kind of social media buzz around it, and Labubu's costs a lot more money than a pack of Premier League stickers as well. So there's kind of a feeling this is something else, something a bit bigger and potentially something a bit more dangerous than what we've had in the past.
Do you have one?
There's one in the house, although it could be.
I like the way you say that.
It's a Lafufu, I think, which is the knockoff version of Labubu's, because Labubu's are so hard
to get. Did we mention cost? How much is
Labubu? I think that, well, the retail price on the normal ones, I think, is 30, 35 euros, something in that range. But of course, to get your hands on a lot of them, you have to spend a lot more because you're buying them.
30 euro
line.
For a Labubu?
But the Lafufus are a lot cheaper, even if they're not the official versions.
Yeah, see, I chased all the Beanie Babies for years and years.
I chased Teletubbies. Yeah. I remember having
but
Teletubbies
you end up
sent
them
on
out.
The train.
Well, yeah, that market collapsed then, the Beanie Babies. Yeah, they were collectibles for a short period. But,
Let's see what happens. Listen, thank you for coming in and telling us all about them. That's Adam McGuire there, and it is coming up to 10 minutes to 9.